From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today's terror bombings in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta, bear some familiar trademarks. Two targets, in this case hotels, were hit almost simultaneously. The blasts were a couple of minutes apart. Suicide bombers evidently entered the hotels posing as guests and, according to Indonesian authorities, assembled the explosives in a hotel room. The attacks killed 8 people and wounded more than 50 and raised questions about the strength of local jihadist groups in Indonesia. James Clad is a professor at the National Defense University and a former Pentagon official with responsibilities for Southeast Asia. Welcome.
Thank you.
Back to the program. Indonesia had gone 4 years without an attack like this one. What does it say about the threat in Jakarta?
Well, it says that occasionally, in a very, very big country like Indonesia, bad things still happen. I served in the last administration, and the word on Indonesia then was that they had been doing a stellar job in finding that right balance between repression, making sure they caught the active hardline terrorists, and also not exciting more people in a way to join the terrorist cause. But it appears that this might very possibly be the work of a splinter group, disenchanted with the older leadership of the main group. It's called Jemaah Islamiyah.
Jemaah Islamiyah was the group. Was that the group responsible for the Bali attack?
That's correct, and also for an earlier attack on the Marriott. The poor old Marriott's been hit now twice.
Why a splinter group? Why might you suspect a splinter group here?
Well, these groups, remember, tend to be the type of thing that don't go ahead and hold open public meetings in the town hall. They tend to be very secretive and work in a cell type arrangement. When the older leadership are tracked down, it falls to younger people who are motivated to form another cell network. And so I think that probably accounts for the appearance of this group, and certainly they had never signed on to the idea, unlike their elders, that violence was no longer an option.
Is radical jihadism generally a cause that enjoys much support in Indonesia?
No, this is the key thing. Indonesia's faced its own internal struggles when Islamic ideology and precepts of justice would form the rhetorical basis of local rebellions. And Indonesia takes great pride in not being an Islamic state or even having a government that regards itself as favoring Islam, but instead as a secular republic, even though it actually happens to be the most numerous Muslim country.
You brought to our attention an Australian news report, which will win the Prescience Award. Yesterday, its lead was Indonesian terror group Jemaah Islamiyah, dormant following an effective police crackdown resulting in the arrest and execution of some members, could be set to strike again.
Yes, it's remarkably prescient. I think it's also useful to point out that things like this are being issued recurrently because there is the feeling that while we had regarded the Indonesian success with considerable contentment, there were people out there still thinking of doing other things. It's useful also to remember that in the broader Southeast Asia context, you've got a southern rebellion again in Thailand, and then the truce had been observed in southern Philippines, and Mindanao has also fallen down. So there's a lot of tension with hardline Islamists right around the region.
And in Indonesia, were there any recent events that might account for an attack now, or is the date 717 of any significance to Indonesians?
August is the date of Indonesia's independence, but I think it's more likely that this is a delayed signal that these people are still in business. I think that there's a reasonably good chance that there's an al-Qaeda link with these younger people. And I also think that it's probably a response to the execution back in November of the 3 people who were convicted for the bombings in Bali, which we in America sometimes forget as Australia's 9/11. Over 200 people, most of them Australians, died in that attack.
James Clad, thanks a lot.
Not at all. Thank you. Glad to see you again.
James Clad of the National Defense University talking with us about today's bombings in Indonesia.